One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Dan, I'm going to come to you on this, but it's A_Naz here in the comments who has reminded me to come to you on this. Says, thoughts on Carra's comments about Jota's finishing. He thought they were a bit exaggerated. Jota's an incredible finisher, but surely not better than Suarez. And we've had this, we had a bit of an off-camera conversation on Suarez always wins these. For us, for our generation, the best finisher at Liverpool was Robbie Fowler.
Yeah.
I think Torres is up there. I think Suarez is absolutely up there as well.
Yeah.
So, I don't, it's an interesting point made by Carragher, and the more I think about it, the harder I struggle to disagree with it.
Yeah, I get, 100%. And I think of this current crop, I would put Jota at the top of that list, and that's Mohamed Salah included, by the way. I just think Jota has this knack, this goal-scoring knack, and he's just born with it. And Chloe mentions there, just the ability to sort of almost just find yourself in space. You have to think about it. It's all of a sudden, oh, I'm here, and the ball's with me, and there's no defenders around. You're just born with that, and Jota has that. I think the debate is interesting. I think Torres, one-on-one with goalkeepers, I'd put him top of that list. I think he was probably the best out of all of those. Michael Owen probably close second, I'd say, in terms of that. I think Fowler wins this argument for me, though. And we spoke about it off-air, as you mentioned. Just the way in which he went about it as well, Robbie Fowler, was just joyous to watch. And he had all types of goals as well, most like Diogo Jota does, but I think Fowler is the best natural finisher this football club potentially ever seen. Mm-hmm. But Jota is definitely in amongst that conversation, and that's credit. We're talking about elite forwards here. That's credit in itself, because it's an incredible brand to be talking about. But yeah, as for Jota right now, clinical, deadly, ruthless, love him.
He's just, Chris, he is, I keep using the expression, he's a killer. And I, if nothing else, because we always have to do this, there always has to be like a ranking of X, Y, and Z. And then, you know, the problem is with it is that there's a lot of people's noses get put out of joint if you start putting Jota top of this. But I mean, ultimately, who cares? Because none of these are at the football club anymore anyway. But I just think it's great, because I agree with this notion. I got asked this the week about if any one of your current players are one-on-one with a knife-edge moment, end of a game, they've got a chance to finish it, who you're giving it to. And I think people outside of Liverpool would go, obviously Salah wouldn't it, obviously. But I think increasingly so, Liverpool fans would say Jota for that situation.
Yeah, I think they'd be right too as well, wouldn't they? You just know that it's that ability to go two-footed. The touch is always there. I wouldn't say he's anywhere near as clean a finisher as someone like a Robbie Fowler, but he has every finish in him still. And he surprises goalkeepers, like what you were talking about before, about just taking a shot early. Mm. You know what I mean? He has the ability to do that. I think he did that last night as well, to be fair, for one of them. And it's that the sort of
took it early twice.
Well, yeah.
For one of them.
And it's that ability, isn't it, to just find the back of the net when your team needs it. But he's a lot cleverer football, and he's more than just the finisher, is kind of what I want to say here. I think we lump him in because he's a great finisher. That's all he can do. It's not. He's so much more. His assist numbers are shite, and have been consistently shite the entire time he's been here. But he creates a lot of space for other people in his movements and stuff like that, and his runs on the ball. And I think getting, you know, Klopp said it last night in the press conference, didn't he? You know, putting Nunes and Diaz in their position 1A meant that Diogo went into the right wing. Well, who actually, you know, Diogo turns up going into the right wing. And again, that's a clever, versatile footballer. And he's been that the entire time he's been here. He's never been the number one forward. We've had Bobby Firmino and Mane and Salah, but he's always still managed to get numbers, like no sub that I remember in the last 15 years.
Yeah, and even the thing doesn't even necessarily mean like off the bench. It's not even a super sub thing, this is it. It's like he was the fourth. He elevated what our offering was in terms of the old school front three, in that you could take any of them lads out of the 11 and put him in, and it wasn't like dropping Divock in, who was stylistically the complete opposite type of footballer to what we were looking for. You could just come into any of them and do a job.
And there's a knock-on effect of that, isn't there? It means that your front three become better because they're a little bit more rested, so their numbers are actually better because Jota comes in and plays well.
Do you know what it is? Sorry, it's his decision making, Jota, at times as well, because he knows when to choose the pass when it might not be on necessarily for him. He's not selfish in any way, shape or form, but it's his choice of finish as well. I'm racking my brain trying to think of a moment where he got the choice of finish badly wrong. It just doesn't exist. He gets it right like 99 times out of 100. He's unbelievable in front of goal.
You know what he is as well, Chloe? He's a bit of a prick, and in the best possible way. You know, like, and so I see the comparisons, Fowler, Owen. I throw a little bit of Suarez in there, a bit of Bellamy in there. He just loves a scrap. And that's another thing, you know, you see that with Darwin Nunes, you see it with Luis Diaz, we've seen it with some of the great players that play for Liverpool over the years, the ones you take most to your heart. He's got the best song of any Liverpool player right now as well. I think he's great. It's just one of them. Maybe pays the price for his versatility a touch. If he was half a yard faster, I think he'd be more guaranteed starting places across the front three. But he very rarely ever lets us down, and he scores a ton of goals while he's doing it as well.
Yeah, he does. He really embodies exactly what you want on that football pitch. He gives everything. He's so technically unbelievable. But also, like you said there, he gives a bit back. Think of Leicester when he literally gave it to their end after he scored the penalty that sent us through. He absolutely lives for it. He's not... If someone would have put one on Darwin Nunes or put one on Mo Salah, Diogo Jota's going to put one on you next. Yeah. And that's what I really like about him. He doesn't mind getting a yellow card if necessary. We saw that against Spurs where he decided to get two. And for me, he just embodies what I want on the pitch. And like you said, in the moments where we really need to depend on him, he's always there, literally banging in the goals in any way. And he's got every type of finish that you could possibly get. The one against Arsenal that was referenced where he goes, they give the ball to us, he goes around one defender, goes around Aaron Ramsdale and then puts it in the back of the net. Or you've got the other one the other day where he just side foots it from outside the area into the bottom corner. There's so many finishes for Diogo Jota to score with, and yeah, he's just superb.
Just great, yeah. Thoughts on the... Jamie Carragher comments then, where do you think Jota places in terms of Liverpool's all-time great finishes? Because, yeah, I agree with the sentiment. More games will help because you'll be able to definitely sort of clear it up. But, yeah, I think he's a brilliant finisher.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.